Inventory in the supply chain. The inventory types described here are used in aggregate inventory management to help determine where inventory is accumulating and where it is not. For example, work-in-process inventory might be accumulating during production due to long queues before work centers and long wait times after. Tracking inventories by these categories helps finance determine areas where improvements can be made rather than just summing all inventory no matter where it is in the system. Inventory can consist of the following. Definitions are from the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Raw material consists of purchased items or extracted materials that are converted via the manufacturing process into components and products. These are materials, components, or purchased subassemblies that have not yet undergone any processing by the purchaser. This inventory, for example sand, computer chips, exists at the manufacturer location as it awaits processing, for example the processing of sand into concrete mix, chips onto a circuit board. Work in process, WIP, is defined as follows. A good or goods in various stages of completion throughout the plant, including all material from raw material that has been released for initial processing up to completely processed material awaiting final inspection and acceptance as finished goods inventory. Many accounting systems also include the value of semi-finished stock and components in this category. WIP inventory includes raw materials that have entered production and semi-finished goods, which are products that have been stored in an incomplete state and are awaiting final operations that will adapt them to different uses or customer specifications. Depending on the type of manufacturing environment, semi-finished goods may be decoupled from the manufacturing process sequence to await customer ordering at different points in the process. For example, in an assemble-to-order environment, final assembly may be held until an order is placed. At that point, customer-selected features may be applied, such as modules or colors. WIP inventory may be stored at work centers or in central warehouses. Finished goods inventory includes those items on which all manufacturing operations, including final test, have been completed. These products are available for shipment to the customer as either end items or repair parts. These are items that have been completely processed. They may be held as inventory at the supplier/manufacturer until they are dispatched to the next supplier/manufacturer or to distribution centers, distributors, or retailers. At some point, ownership of the finished goods is transferred between parties, and the goods become the next party's inventory. Distribution inventory is inventory, usually spare parts and finished goods, located in the distribution system, for example in warehouses or in transit between warehouses and the consumer. This includes inventory in distribution centers, plus in-transit or pipeline inventory. The term in-transit or pipeline inventory captures inventory that is in movement in the supply chain. In a large supply chain, the amounts in transit at any given point can be significant. From an aggregate inventory perspective, the average amount of inventory in transit is effectively being stored in a virtual warehouse. Maintenance, repair, and operating, NRO supplies is defined as items used in support of general operations and maintenance such as maintenance supplies, spare parts, and consumables used in the manufacturing process and supporting operations. MRO is held at each stage in the supply chain. The amounts held may be affected by the cost of the items and their criticality. For example, an expensive machine part may be held as inventory if the machine is critical to production and the lead time required to obtain the part is long. In some organizations, the operations and maintenance function is responsible for requisitioning and purchasing MRO inventory and maintaining its levels, while in others, operations and maintenance will only requisition materials and purchasing will order from approved suppliers. Service parts, a term related to finished goods and MRO supplies, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as those modules, components, and elements that are planned to be used without modification to replace an original part. An organization can sell service parts to satisfy independent demand for the parts, so in this case, they are a type of finished good. However, when the organization buys service parts for its own use, they do not become part of the final product and thus are MRO supplies. A tire can be a finished product if it is for sale or MRO inventory if it will be used with the organization's own fleet of trucks. Inventory is essentially potential value, and it can look different from different vantage points, from how it is transformed over time, To the purpose it serves the organization, as just discussed with service parts, to its position in the supply chain. Exhibit 6-2 illustrates both how inventory is transformed through processing and how its position in the supply chain affects its inventory type. Here we show the manufacturer's perspective because the raw materials shown coming into WIP are that manufacturer's raw material, but they are that supplier's finished good. Since suppliers are often manufacturers in their own right, they will have their own raw material, WIP, finished goods, MRO, and distribution inventories. Exhibit 6-2, how inventory flows through supply chain. Exhibit 6-3 shows how each party will have its various inventory types and also shows that additional subtypes of inventory exist, such as packaged goods versus bulk packaged goods. Exhibit 6-3, subtypes of inventory in the supply chain. The strategic choices related to manufacturing environment, process type, and process layout will impact which types of inventory are likely to accumulate. Project, work center, and batch process types will have more opportunity to accumulate excess WIP inventory than line and continuous process types, simply because these latter methods have a relatively fixed and thus low amount of WIP inventory by their very nature. In assemble to order, WIP inventory might be shipped to distribution centers for final assembly, but accounting would want to decide whether to call this WIP or distribution inventory to avoid double counting it. From the perspective of the supply chain and the internal value chain within a manufacturer, the challenge is to minimize the amount of time inventory spends waiting for the next step. The lean management philosophy examines internal processes to reduce queue or wait times and thereby reduce WIP inventory levels as well as manufacturing lead times. This concept applies to in-transit inventory as well. In general, less time spent in transit means lower costs. However, the increased cost of shortening transit time must be factored into the cost equation. For example, air transportation is very expensive but enables radically shorter lead times.